Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here to kick off your weekend with another one of our replays of our community check-in shows. This show was originally recorded back on May 17th. That was a Sunday night. So you know that means Sunday night open line. We talk about all Disney topics, what was going on about a month ago, and we get lots of calls and have fun Disney discussions, speculating on all the things that were to come. And if we only knew then what we knew now, it would be a whole different ballpark. Don't forget, we're having another community check-in show this Sunday night, tomorrow night, if you're listening to this on Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. So much to talk about. This has been a crazy week. 2021 packages going on sale. The theme park reservation system going live. Lots of other news. Of course, we can talk about Splash Mountain as well. Give us a call Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Three ways you can continue to support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency. They're the best of the best, and their services are absolutely free to you. So support the show and get great service for free along the way. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Also, continue to use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Still get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it does help support everything we do. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to get in with the Be Our Guest podcast, become a patron. Visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We've got a great community over there. We've talked about all the current topics of the week. We've gotten through the 2021 modifications and package releases together. We have videos there just about every day, polls, and you get the bonus Mike in the Midwest mini podcast. This week we talked about old arcades and arcade games. Check it out today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. We're in the Be Our Guest podcast studios in beautiful St. Peter's, Missouri, coming to you live on Sunday night, May 17th, 2020. That's right, summer. The unofficial start to summer is right around the corner, guys. School's wrapping up. Lots of virtual graduation ceremonies going on around the country and around the world. Things are crazy. I always try to tell you about what's going on in my world today. It was a rainy, rainy day here in St. Louis. Just kept raining. And this was the kind of rain that totally messed with me. Okay. So I kind of prepared myself last night looking at the forecast because you guys know I like to run in the mornings. So I was like, well, probably not going to get to run tomorrow morning. Just, you know, it's God telling me to take a day off. And I was kind of getting, I was accepting that. I don't like it, but I was accepting it. But, just in case, I always put out my sneakers, in the living room so I don't disturb my wife when I get up early, my running equipment, my running belt and my hat and stuff. I have it already just in case the forecast is totally off. So I roll, my alarm goes off. I look outside. It's raining. I'm like, cool. I'm going to stay in bed. Nice. Get to sleep on a Sunday. Good deal. I get up like an hour later. It has stopped. And it was supposed to rain all morning. So it stops. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess maybe they missed the forecast. I'm going to get to run today. Woohoo! I mean, kind of woohoo. I was kind of excited for a day off, too, at the same time, but I like to fill my circles. So anyway, I get out there. Dude, as soon as I get out there on the other side of the lake, first lap starts raining. I'm like, you kidding me? So I don't want to get my AirPods destroyed. I'm not in the mood just to run through the rain right now. I don't have a race until October. So one lap, I say hi to the lady who's walking. She also got caught in the rain as well. Head in, I'm done. Get back in, take off the wet clothes. They weren't super wet because I only did one lap. Get back in, stops raining. So get my stuff back on, change shirts, get back on. Boom, starts raining by the time I get ready to go out again. I mean, pouring this time. But then my wife says, I just looked at the radar. It looks like it's going to stop anytime. So I sit on the couch for like 15 minutes and it does. It stops raining. So then totally messing with me all morning. So then I get out there and I was able to run 6.5 and that was about it. And then it started pouring again. I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. But it is beautiful here in St. Peter's, Missouri right now. It's sunny. The temperature has dropped quite a bit. It's down in the 60s. So I really can't complain. But I seriously think somebody was pulling my chain with the rain and all that today. So you just got to roll with it and have a good time. One thing I got to see this afternoon when I was taking Riley the Wonder Dog on a walk around the lake later on, after I saw that I'm not going to try to run, I'm just going to go out, and it's kind of cleared up a little. I was walking around, and one of our neighbors over by the lake had these balloons outside their front door. But the colors of any schools around here, one was blue, one was pink, one was white, one was kind of a silvery. And I was trying to figure it out, like, you know, is this a virtual graduation party? Is it somebody's birthday? What's going on? Because they had it decorated outside the door of their house. So I walk around a couple laps with the Wonder Dog, and the gentleman comes out. He's got a cooler. He's got some lawn chairs sitting in his driveway with his wife. And he's like, you're going to get to see something cool here if you walk a few more laps around the lake. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? They did a gender reveal live on Facebook from the driveway. And they had friends and family come over. They were all socially distant, but they had their lawn chairs all around the front yard and on the driveway and all that stuff. And they stood up in front of their garage door on the driveway, and they had this big PVC pipe, and they shot off some confetti. Poof, sounded like a gun went off, and it's a boy. It's going to be a boy. So these are really weird times for stuff. You know, graduations equal people driving by in cars and waving. Mallory had an event for cheerleading today, kind of their formal banquet for the end of the year. They drove to their gym. They drove past some tables, picked up certificates. You know, baby reveals in driveways with people sitting on the front porch and the lawn and the driveway and lawn chairs, streaming live on Facebook. It's all crazy, but it's one of those things that, you know, I hope that 10, 15 years down the line, we can look back and say it was such a weird time, but we got to do things a little bit differently. And different isn't always bad. You know, it's not the greatest thing, but different isn't always bad. You know, this child, when he, now that we know, comes into the world here in 6, 7, 8 months, I don't know how long it'll be, but he, you know, they could tell him the story of the baby reveal on the driveway, where people at the lake that were just exercising, walking around laps, got to be a part of it impromptu. So, you know, you got to embrace this class of 2020. Again, shout out to you. I know it's not been the best year for you guys, but you're getting a lesson in resiliency, and I think this might help you down the line. You know, it's one of those things. When you get a setback, you can rally from it and learn from it. You don't have nothing you did wrong, but for the class of 2020, you've already overcome a lot of obstacles, so the future is bright. I think you're well-equipped to do well once you get out there tackling the real world. Okay, let's get to the talk. We're going to have Sunday Night Open Line here for the next hour, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We could talk about topics we talked about this week. Last night, we spent a lot of time talking about the most extreme weather you've experienced at Walt Disney World. Snow, hurricanes, snaps of super cold weather, super hot weather in the summer. We had all kinds of stuff. So let's get to our first call. It is Alfred, and let's get him in here. Alfred, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm going, doing all right. I'm souped up on Mountain Dew tonight.
You changed your mind on soda preference.
Well, huh? I had to switch it up. You know, they were going to ration me on the Coke Zero. I think I was drinking St. Louis out of Coke Zero. So I had to throw them off their game for a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So what's going on with you today? I hope you had a good Sunday.
Yeah, I did.
Good, good.
I did some cooking.
Okay, what did you cook that I probably wouldn't eat? Tell me. You got to let me know.
I made a zucchini pie.
Oh, okay, still probably not. I've never had it. I would try it. You know, if you had me over, I'd definitely.
That's very good.
We'd share a meal. I'd do it.
Okay. And then I made a quiche Lorraine, but I added spinach to it.
Dude, I would have to turn into Popeye if I was going to eat. I don't think I've ever had spinach on purpose. You know what? I have had spinach in some kind of a dip that Pam used to make.
Mm-hmm.
It was some kind of really good spinach dip. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I said to myself, okay, ham and cheese, but I wanted to add some green to it or some veggie. So I had a bag of fresh spinach in the refrigerator, chopped it up, threw it in.
I wish I knew how to cook like that. I don't. I just drive up to Taco Bell.
Tomorrow I'm making scones.
Nice. Those are good. Yeah. I do buy those on vacation.
Mm-hmm. I'm making probably cherry.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you
Maybe
got?
Maybe chocolate chip.
What? Not chocolate chip. Now you're speaking my language. I'll eat anything chocolate chip. I need a shoe. I need a chocolate chip Nike.
Yeah, no, anything chocolate,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness. Totally. All right, so lay something on us. You're here for all the shows, but so we've talked about these things all week, but it's Sunday Night Open Line. Throw some Disney on us. What's on your mind?
Okay. What's on my mind? The deal that Disney is offering to travel before August 31st.
Okay.
Do you think it's a realistic deal?
Well, so explain what you think, what the deal, because I just know that right now through August 31st, there's a Sun and Fun discount out there. Now I've been out,
yeah,
I haven't been
the payment.
Yeah, okay, so that's been out there for quite a while. It's a good discount. Yeah. I mean, it's a typical summer discount. It's not much more than it would have been in 2019.
Okay.
The thing, here's what I say, you know, because I was talking with my buddy Scott about this yesterday. Yeah, he's DVC, so he's in a different boat than I am because he had all these points allotted to go. A bunch of them are going to Alani this summer, and so that he's like, it costs so much, Mike. All my points for a year, you know, just to go out there. And I was like, I hear you. So, but what he did was when that got canceled, he has all these points that he needs to, you know, he doesn't want to lose them. And
2 years,
yeah. So he threw down a bunch of points at the Grand Floridian for the 4th of July weekend. And so he's like, if it happens, it'll be awesome. You know, he's like, I know it's 50-50. Maybe it won't happen. But, you know, I'm kind of in that boat. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to book a room. We're going to go down and maybe stay at like a deluxe studio at Old Key West or something. And if it happens, it'd be awesome. But if it doesn't happen, you just got to go into it saying it's a bonus. If it happens, it might not happen. Because I'm not getting my hopes up. I just don't want to be I've been crushed too much for the last 2 months. I just can't do it again.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I so get it. I really want it to go. But I'm like, do I? Don't I? And then the next thing is, which deal would you take? Is it?
Well, the Sun and Fun's the only one out there right now for that time of year. So
I mean room deal.
What do you mean? Like,
so
what?
Like, do I do the deluxe? Do I do the moderate? Do I do the value?
I always split it. You know, like I'll do like a value, like I would do like a Pop Century / like Wilderness Lodge for like two nights. You know, I would do like probably, or like, you know, we like Old Key West. And here's why I'm thinking Old Key West for the summer. If the parks are not like what we're used to, you know, it takes longer to get on attractions. There's not a lot of stuff open. Okay. I don't know if any of this stuff's going to happen, but I think the resort is more important this summer than it's ever been. I could be totally, because I'm going to probably have to drive at this point, I'm guessing. You know, my wife, I don't know how hip my wife will be on getting on an airplane. I don't even know myself. Yeah. I love flying, but I don't even know. So I don't mind driving. We just got a new car and I'm kind of dying to take a road trip. My wife got a new car, got a Jeep, but we're not taking a Jeep Wrangler to Florida. I did it once, but I'm not doing it with four people. I can tell you that much. I did it by myself. But the thing is, I will drive down there, which will be 15 hours. But the thing is, if the parks, you know, aren't exactly what we're thinking, the resort's more important, because I know I love Old Key West. I could sit at the pool. I could go to Olivia's. I could just hang out there and play putt-putt.
Is it
totally
that
happy.
Nice of a resort?
Oh, I love Old Key West. It's like living in Florida. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never lived in Florida. But for me, it seems like, you know, living in a gated community in Florida. I love it.
Okay. I've never stayed there, so.
It's awesome. It's really nice.
Okay. So we might have to talk about that.
Yeah, it's good. It is. It's right on a golf course. I'm not a big golfer, but maybe because I got a kind of a bad back.
Either.
But I played Scott and I and Pam's husband played and a few other guys that we run with. We played a few years ago for marathon weekend, man. We were shooting balls off the villas at Old Key West. Like we can hit them hard. We just can't hit them straight. And that's like the worst combination.
Right.
Scott shot one time and he nailed the ball. And all I heard was him hitting the ball. Then you heard, boom, it hit the villa. I was like, oh, God, I hope you didn't hit somebody on their patio or on their
on
deck.
The patio.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you might kill somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think the resort's more important right now.
Yeah, I think I might consider that then.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah. Now, what is it, one night deposit or
it's your first night's deposit, and the good news is on a room only it's a 6 day cancellation, so you can cancel and get your full refund up to 6 days prior to check-in, where if it's on a package that has a ticket it's going to be 31 days, so you get a little more time on that room only.
Good.
Do it. All right, well, hey,
so,
I'm gonna scoot. Go ahead
Not done yet.
Okay.
I was thinking about another attraction that I'd want to bring back.
What is it?
And that would be the Hunchback Notre Dame stage show.
Somebody said that the other night. Yeah, somebody said that, and I never got to see that. I was there when it was going on, but I've never, like I said, I've never seen the movie, so I never saw the show.
It was a very good show.
I love the music.
I mean, yeah, oh yeah, totally. And I'm saying to myself, there were so many great things that came out of that late 90s that are all now but disappeared.
But you know what? Here's what
you have to think. The Bird Show with Pocahontas, that left to make it up. Tarzan rocks.
You are the I'm getting you a shirt that says "I rock." Tarzan rocks. Yeah. Alfred won. Yeah, right. Alfred rocks.
You know, all these great things, and they got rid of them all. You know.
Yeah.
My thing is too. Maybe I don't know. Make another park and put these deleted shows.
Oh, dude, that's a dream. Oh, it's a dream. Yeah, like a fifth park, like of expired attraction. Oh my god, that would be a dream.
Oh,
it would
god.
Never happen. Yeah, it would be awesome. That would be that. You know, that's
I
like
know,
every
it
Disney
would be
fan's
amazing.
Dream. Totally. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Retroland.
Yes. Oh my god, that's great.
Yes, let's do it. We'll put it. We'll buy a little spot of land in Kissimmee and just.
Yeah. Right.
That'd be my
but
dream.
Disney should consider that.
They should.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would. People are nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. Yep. Well, we're
totally.
We'll work on that. All right, I got to scoot because everybody's calling in, blowing up the phone. So I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Let's talk to you Tuesday, Alfred.
Tuesday.
Enjoy Saturday.
All right.
I don't know what night it is. Sunday night. Have a good one, buddy.
No, Sunday.
Bye.
Yeah. You too.
Good luck on the scones. Bye. He's got the rolling scones. Alfred is Tarzan Rock's number one fan, and we all got to be a fan of these extinct attractions. I love it. I love his passion. And that show was cool. Actually, I tried to put my inline skates on today. They didn't fit. My feet are all swollen. All right, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Oh, hi. It's Eric over in CT. How are you?
Eric, good seeing you back in the chat tonight. I know it's been a while. How are things going?
Things are going fine. Mom's kind of COVID-free now, so we're all really, really happy
about
that.
That is so good to hear.
Things are looking up. I missed a call-in show that I was really interested in. It was about the weather stories.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Because we got caught in a flood.
Okay.
We were at Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was one of those, like, Disney overcast days. There were some thunderstorms in the area, and every now and then it rained, which was great because people aren't in the parks, and you can, like, walk on a whole bunch of attractions. I love those kind of slightly rainy days where people just give up. But we were in Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was beginning to rain just a little bit. All of a sudden, we look kind of up towards, you know, that path that comes down by Splash Mountain, and it's the entrance from Frontierland into Tomorrowland. I'm sorry, not Tomorrowland, Adventureland.
Yeah, the back where the fry cart used to be back in the day.
Oh, the fry cart.
Yes.
The fry cart.
Somebody brought that up today on Instagram. They said their favorite dining experience would be the fry cart. And I'm like, they're not wrong. I've missed that too.
No, there's an argument to be made for that.
Well,
anyway,
real quick, I got to ask you something about that, Eric, because I got to get some backup on this. My wife always said the fries, because the only thing it sold was fries. They were McDonald's fries that people didn't know, but they tasted so good there. Like, you could not get fries that tasted like that back home. We never did.
Just because, like, they specialized in McDonald's French fries.
Yeah,
and like you're at the McDonald's and like they're watching it go in, but they're also like you got a person doing the fries and you got a person they're probably running and frying up the McNuggets and the filet-o-fish and all that stuff too. This is one person whose only job it is to make a McDonald's French fry.
They were so
just
good,
right?
Oh, they tasted so good. They were
you
gold.
Know?
Oh, man.
Just right.
Anyway,
and the Heinz ketchup too. It was perfection.
Yes, didn't mean to digress. Yeah, totally. I just wanted to get some backup on that because they
tasted
so dang good.
I'm suddenly very sad and nostalgic. Bring back the pie cut. Anyway, we see this. It is literally a flood. It is a wave of about inch deep water coming down that path. And it goes right into the Pirates of the Caribbean queue. we're in that little alcove area before you really get inside. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they close down. They close down Pirates of the Caribbean. Someone walks out and they said, "We can't go into Pirates of the Caribbean right now. It's down. Please talk to us in a little while." And I'm always listening to what cast members say. And one of them says, all of a sudden in Pirates of the Caribbean, like an extra inch or two of water showed up.
Oh my gosh.
Pirates of the Caribbean got flooded. And we're standing there like, well, okay, let's just, you know, wait out this rain right here. And as we're standing there, the water starts rising. And it goes up to like an inch, 2 inches. Now it's ankle deep. And we're kind of looking at each other like, you know, I really think we need to get out of here. But I was also morbidly curious about how high the water would go.
To a point. You know,
it's backing up against, they had that little plaza there that was open.
Yeah.
So, you know, a bunch of people like, well, we don't want to go outside because it's really pouring. We don't want to stay here. So we just like took off, and all the way from Pirates of the Caribbean to like Main Street, we are running in like ankle bone deep, at least, water until we get to that bridge. Like Adventureland was completely flooded.
I've never
seen anything like it at Disney. Because, you know, I mean, they're on a swamp. I mean, they're also on the second floor. So, you know, they've got good drainage there. Somewhere, some major culvert or some major drain must have gotten backed up with something.
I told this, I think, last night or when I was previewing this show. But real quick, same thing happened to us. This was when they were building Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Actually, I don't even know if they even started building it, but they had the walls up. It was in Fantasyland, and a big downpour came, and it flooded out in front of Winnie the Pooh. It was maybe deeper than ankle deep, like halfway up your shin. It was crazy deep, like in this thoroughfare through Fantasyland. And the thing was, so guests had to get from Tomorrowland to where they were going. You know, they were still traveling. So what happened was, you got a picture. This is like ants on a log. People climbed up onto the curb on the side. You know how they have the elevated curbs, and they're holding onto the fence.
Yep, yep.
There's a fence. And so they're moving sideways, like how you would kind of shimmy down a rope. Like if there was a rope over your head, they're shimmying down like sideways, like ants on a log, because the water's so high. They're walking down the curb sideways, holding onto a fence. I have video of it. I can't find it, but I got to find it because it seriously looked like ants on a log, but tourists. I mean, like grandmas, you know, like 3-year-old kids. It was like, an episode of Survivor in the middle of Fantasyland. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was a thunderstorm, and we were like, okay, we're running through this in a thunderstorm. Lightning strikes, we're all gone, you know. it's just gonna go through this, and there's gonna be like mass casualties here at Disney. But we made it out, and like, it was weirdly so much fun. We were laughing. I mean, it just like splashing through the water. I just wanted to stop and kick water like a kid at some other people who were walking by just to have fun.
It's about punching the
anyway,
nose.
that's about right.
That is.
I would deserve it.
No, I don't know what you say. You got to embrace the wet sometimes. Because the thing is, I don't like being wet at a theme park. But once you get certain, you know, once you're wet, like you may as well just, you're either going to have to go back and just like, you know, call it a day or just embrace it and go have fun. I mean, you're not, at some point you just don't get any wetter. You know, that's how I look at it. So whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't want my socks wet. I don't care about anything else.
Same.
Like, I don't want my socks to be wet.
Same. I hate wet
but
feet.
But at this point, it's like, you know what? There's nobody in the park. We are drenched anyway. Let's go ride the TTA. What else is going to happen to us? So, and no one was there. These storms, they just push everyone out of the parks.
That's right.
It's like one of the big Disney secrets. Just stay through the thunderstorm.
That's right. Go, right. As soon as you see a bad storm coming in, run a Carousel of Progress or something like that, ride it out, and then go have fun if you can. That's the best thing to do.
Yep.
TTA. All right, Eric, I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and stay safe. And I'm so glad to hear that news about your mom.
Thank you.
Take care. Blessings. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. That's right. This is the BR Guest Podcast Community Morning Show, because it's Monday morning over in Japan where Cassandra's tuned in, as well as Rachel, who's tuned in live over in Singapore at this time. We're so glad to have them here in the chat. I always told my dad I'd be a morning show guy, and here I am right now on the internet, not on a radio station, But it's the Be Our Guest Podcast Morning Edition over in Southeast Asia and in Japan. All right, so I did tell that story about like survival in Fantasyland, and it was the craziest thing. And it's kind of like Eric just said, in that they were starting construction on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So my guess is how that happened was it was a huge afternoon thunderstorm in the middle of summer, and they had to have had one of the sewers backed up, maybe more of them. Maybe some construction guy wasn't paying attention and covered over a couple of grates or something, but it was crazy. I mean, it looked like a river going down the middle of Fantasyland. But you know what? Disney fans don't stop. And we had, you know, this is back in the day, a paper fast pass is not a My Disney Experience, but people had places to go, people to see, and they were just crawling like ants on logs over the curb. It was crazy. All right, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are wide open right now if you want to get in. 407-413-9395. Another couple things we talked about this week. We talked about natural beauty at Walt Disney World. What are some of the spots you have seen with just gorgeous natural beauty on property at Walt Disney World? One of the places that was brought up earlier this week, which I cannot get out of my head because I love this, and I totally wouldn't have thought about this, but in my mind's eye, it brought me joy to think about this spot. And it's taking a boat down the Sasagula River from the Riverside or French Quarter, Old Key West, what have you, towards Disney Springs around sunset. And you see like the trees off to the side where the tree houses are, you know, Saratoga Springs. And to me, what really sold it was when we got talking about the Spanish moss. I don't know how you feel, because maybe you're from the Southeast. We got a lot of folks tuned in that are from the Southeast. You have Spanish moss everywhere. We don't have it here in Missouri. And when I see Spanish moss, I think of Florida. I think of vacation. And I think it's gorgeous. I know that it's kind of an intrusive species and it gets all over the place. But Spanish moss at Walt Disney World is right up my alley. I love it. We also talked about this earlier this week about our favorite lounges at Walt Disney World. And I said one of my favorite was the Tune In Lounge because of the peanut butter and jelly milkshake, which if you're on social media, you probably saw Disney push out the recipe for that about 17 times today. I saw it on every account, the Parks blog, Disney World Twitter account, the Moms panel. I saw it all over the place. It was crazy. So I guess God wants me to have a PB&J shake. You know, we talked about the Bellevue Lounge, Territory Lounge, the Barcelona Lounge, one of the newest lounges over at Coronado Springs in the Tower. So what are your favorite lounges? And just call in. It's open line. We could talk about your thoughts on Disney Springs. What is tonight? Sunday night? Disney Springs opens this Wednesday. We have about 72 hours until we see what's going to go on back at Walt Disney World. At least part of it will be open. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be something to watch, you know, for those of us who are not local. For those of us who are Disney fans, this is the joy and the beauty of living in the age that we live in right now is that, you know, I know a lot of people will be there. And of course, a lot of folks that are going to be there will be posting on social media. So we're going to get to see in real time what Disney Springs looks like with the seating in a restaurant or what it looks like with people walking around trying to stay socially distant as they're asking, people walking around in their masks, and the cast members, the employees in their masks. This is going to be something that's going to look different for all of us. And it's going to be, you know, the first step. I think these will be the first images because, you know, while we might have seen images from Shanghai, which we've probably seen for the last week, for most of us, that's not our place we've ever been. You know, it still looks kind of foreign to us. At least to me in the Midwest, we still don't see a lot of masks here still. So when I see a mask, it's still kind of startling. And, you know, when I see it at Shanghai, it's not as startling because it's like it's still culturally different for me. But then again, I feel like I'm at home when I'm at Walt Disney World. So come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I see somebody in a mask in front of, say, Sprinkles Cupcakes or in front of World of Disney or, you know, over at the STK Steakhouse or something like that, something that I've been to, a place that I'm familiar with, and seeing it look different, not bad, but it will be different. So we're going to be looking at that, and, you know, and this is kind of our new normal for a while, and if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be interesting, at least for Disney fans, to kind of see how this unfolds. I think it'll be okay, but again, you know, it's kind of the lesson you learn when you're in education and when you're in life in general as a human being. It all comes down to people behaving the way that they need to, right? I mean, social distance only works if you do your part. The masks only work if you do your part. Cleanliness only works if you do your part as a smaller cog in a larger society, right? So let's hope that, you know, we got people down there that care about themselves. They want to keep themselves healthy. But by doing that, you're keeping yourself healthy as well, because you don't want anybody else getting sick. Because if they get sick, they can give it to you. So it'll be interesting, you know, because everybody's going to have to wash their hands more thoroughly when they're there. I mean, you got to think about it. They got to stay away. You know, just some people could just ride up on people, and that's going to make others uncomfortable. I hope we don't see any of that at Walt Disney World, you know, in the coming, you know, days, weeks, months. But it does. It always comes down to people, you know, so that's going to be, and Eric's saying it kind of in the chat here that guest behavior is so important. If people follow the guidelines, they're open faster. If not, it'll be longer. Yeah. I mean, in St. Louis here, we have, I'm not in St. Louis County anymore, but it's right across the river from where I am. And they closed all of the county parks. We have like 30 county parks in St. Louis County, and they're very nice. They're great places to exercise, trails to run on, you know, hiking paths and all that stuff. And they closed them all for a long time, but they've reopened them. But the thing is, they have gigantic signs that say, keep this park open. Please practice social distancing. And it's kind of a threat, you know, and I hate to say it, but if you guys know, I used to be an elementary school teacher. And the thing is, I would preach this to my sixth graders all the time. Like, you have this privilege. And I was very upfront with my classes. I trusted them probably more than I should have. But we had my classes, I always built a community. You know, I didn't want them to let me down, and I would do everything I could to not let them down. We're a community. I have knowledge to pass on to them. I could learn from the students as well, and we can all make this situation, this 176 days we get together, awesome. But the thing is, I tell them, you know, you have this privilege, but if you screw it up, you're not going to have it. And we talked about that all the time. I trust you until I give you a reason not to trust you, and I have to come down a little harder because we have to have some more, you know, restrictions. That's kind of how things are going to go. Like Eric said, I think at the theme parks, I'm hoping to see that people are appreciative. People are glad to get out of the house and get to go to some restaurants or get to do a little bit of shopping, even if it is socially distant and looking a little different. You know, I want this to succeed. But for this to succeed, we all have to do our part. I'm preaching to the choir here in the chat room and to you on the podcast feed. Not preaching to you, but it's going to be interesting because it's going to be, you know, this whole thing around the country, around the world is just, it's a practice in human behavior. You know, can you do something that benefits the whole? And I think everybody can, but I think a lot of people are getting, you know, some people's ropes, they're getting impatient maybe. So we'll have to see how this goes. Megan's asking in the chat room, what did I book my trip for? I haven't booked one yet, but we're looking at possibly July 4th. I like 4th of July at Disney. I go almost every year. All right, we have our next caller on the line. I believe it's over in Singapore, right, Rachel?
It is.
Right. Yes, I can tell by the unknown person it says on Skype. I love that. It cracks me. They'll give you all kinds of crazy stuff on Skype. So how are things? Happy Monday morning.
Thank you. I'm just having my breakfast, getting ready to start the day working. I'm one of the lucky few that's able to work from home, so that's pretty good. But I guess I just wanted to chime in when we were talking about the mask, because Obviously it's a very different situation over here. It's mandatory for us to wear masks to go everywhere. It's a $300 on the spot fine if you're caught without your mask on in public, which is slightly harsh, but it definitely makes everybody do it. But what's interesting is, so long as you're running, and similar to Disney, you're under 3, you don't have to wear it. So I've definitely started running a lot more to get my face kind of in the air. So I guess that might be something when we're looking at, you know, the run Disney races and things that Disney might try to implement. You still got to keep that distance, so maybe, you know, they're not going to allow as many people. But I was reading this thread yesterday when Disney Parks had put on their Facebook feed about, you know, the the necessity to be wearing the mask at Disney Springs. And I guess at the moment for me, if it means I can go out, as much as I don't like wearing a mask, and as I said the other day, you know, we've probably got the most similar weather to Florida here. It's always very, very humid. It's always over 80. You know, it isn't the most pleasant experience. I've bought the lightest masks I can. But if it means I can go out to my favorite places, then, you know, it's a weird new world. But, you know, I'm happy to do it, I guess.
That's the thing. You know, I just, again, you know, I'm definitely right in the middle of the United States. We're not seeing a lot of, you know, we have a lot of space. We're not like New York City or anything. But I am seeing people like, but I don't, I also don't go to the stores. I send my daughter to the, she volunteers because she wants to get out of the house. So she goes to Target and the grocery store and stuff like that. So she says she sees them there. But, you know, I do have asthma, which, I mean, I run a lot. So I never, that's not a crutch for me because I can run a full marathon. I can run a lot, you know, so I don't, I get it every once in a while with allergies and asthma, but you know, wearing a mask, because you say you're in a place where it is very similar in humidity and temperatures to Florida, and somebody's even asking here in the chat room, I mean, is it feasible to wear one, you know, more than, say, 30 minutes or an hour? Because I know people wear them, but, you know, a theme park day can be 12 hours, and it could be, you know, kind of difficult maybe to tolerate something for that length of time.
Yeah, do you know what? You'd be surprised. The first week, I'd go to the closest store to my house and then run back as quickly as possible to avoid having to wear it. But as the weeks have gone on, you know, we'll venture out and walk a bit further every day. And, you know, if I'm on a street, which obviously is not feasible in Disney where there aren't too many people around, you know, I'll take it down for a couple of seconds. But, you know, I just think it's changing behavior, isn't it? I mean, looking this week, I've been so lucky. I've visited every Disney park on the planet. But looking at how everybody adapted in Shanghai, the last time I was there, people did not know the meaning of personal space. There was somebody literally on every single part of your body in queue. No. And the fact that they've actually adapted, and, you know, looking on different bloggers, Instagram feeds who are there, you know, people are really adhering to this, you know, this spacing apart, and there's boxes on the floor for whilst you're watching parades and things like that. And obviously there's no fireworks at the moment, but it did make me feel quite happy and positive for the US parks that people have changed the way they behave so much in that park just to be there, that it makes you feel good. It makes you think people want to be at Disney that much that they are going to, you know, completely change their cultural behaviors. So, yeah, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've thought, you know, they need to put a big sign, kind of like I was just saying, like over the Magic Kingdom train station, like, don't screw this up. You know, when they finally open the park, like, do your part. Don't screw this up for everybody kind of thing that they're not going to. But, you know, it's one of those things that, yeah. I think, though, that, you know, the people that are going to go first to the theme parks are us, you know, people listening to this show, you know, the big Disney fans who are just missing it. We're going to be the first ones there because we're curious, too. I'm certain a lot of us are just curious as to what it's going to look like. But the thing is, we've had this chance to watch, and basically what Shanghai is doing for us as Americans and other people around the world at the other Disney parks is they're modeling for us. You know, it's back to education. You know, like when you teach a lesson, you don't just jump in and teach the mechanics of it. You model it first. You show what it looks. Here's what it looks like when you do this. Here's what it sounds like. Here's the procedure. And what we're seeing here for the last 10 days or so is this is what it looks like, so it will not be so shocking when we ask you to do these things. And they've pretty much come out and said Shanghai is going to look very similar to what Walt Disney World will on reopening. So it is kind of, I'm kind of glad we're getting to see things and just get a little mental picture as to what our expectations should probably be.
Yeah, and I guess for me, it's taking the positives, isn't it? You know, not one ride had more than a 20-minute wait. And they were the rides like Soarin', for example, where you've got, you know, 10 or 15-minute pre-show. So actually, it was just a walk-on, say, for that. So, you know, take the positives. We're going to be in a pretty empty park with no lines. So, yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, it's, you know, again, I don't want to do this forever, but if it means I get to go down and have some fun, you know, it's kind of like, because I wear contacts, but when this COVID thing came out, they kept saying, don't wear contacts. You can get stuff in your eyes. And my contacts were kind of failing me. I'm getting older. I couldn't see as well with them. And I was on the computer just nonstop. So I switched to my glasses here for the last couple months. And the thing is, at first, I couldn't really, my depth perception was off. I couldn't even like walk in them hard. I was like walking into like corners of the tables. But the thing is, the more I wore them, the more I adjusted to them. I mean, I can play catch with Mallory with them on now and all that stuff. And I think masks will be the same thing. Like when you put them on at first, it's like, oh my God, I'm suffocating myself. Like I'm being taken hostage. Like when you first put on, it's like, I can't breathe. But I think maybe the more we get used to them, adapt, you know, 15 minutes here, then 30, then an hour. Not that it's going to ever be pleasant, but I think we'll be able to adjust at least for the short term, maybe.
Yeah, and I guess it's not forever, fingers crossed. So short-term pain, long-term gain, hey?
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, and, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, have a good Monday. Thank you so much for taking the time to call.
You too. Thanks for everything. Bye.
All right, stay safe. Bye-bye. All right, that's so awesome from over in Singapore. Other side of the world right there, having a conversation. And I think this is the beauty of podcasting. This is the beauty of the times we live in, is that she's calling in, Ashley, from over in Singapore, and it's definitely a different culture over there. Things are so different. Now, we're talking here in the chat. You know, it seems like Eric's saying that up in Connecticut, a lot of people in masks. And I think that's more common up in the Northeast. You know, Joe's chiming in saying 50-50 down in Atlanta. I would say it's definitely less than 50-50 here in Missouri, at least in west of St. Louis. I'm not in the metro. I'm in the metro area, but not in the urban area. I'm way out in the suburbs now, kind of in between St. Louis and Columbia. So it's just, we don't see a lot of people on top of each other. And it's a very conservative area out where I live. So it's not, you know, I don't think masks just aren't as popular. You know, Diane's chiming in, Massachusetts, masks everywhere. And, you know, that's good. New Jersey, let's see, David says, here in New Jersey, we just went to the shore and barely anyone wore a mask on the boardwalk or beach. But again, I don't know, because it's so new. You know, I'm not used to it, but I'm not also not going to be rocking the boat. I don't want to screw this up for David. I don't want to screw this up for Diane if she wants to go down, or Eric or Joe or Corinne or anybody, you know, because we're in this together. If we screw this up, nobody gets to go. And I want all my friends to go. I want to go. Don't screw it up for me. I won't screw it up for you, kind of thing. You know, it's like we need to start a thread on Twitter or something. You know, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Yeah. Joe says he needs a pal Mickey that says randomly, don't screw this up. That'd be a good one. Yes. Let's see here. Joe's daughter has a question. Does the stretch room at the mansion remain? I believe so. Oh, no. You know what? God, this is the stuff that boggles my mind. I'm like, why would it not? Well, because they cram everybody in there. And what's the first thing they do when you go in the stretching room? Please move your carcasses to the middle so that you're on top of each other and breathing on each other. Yeah, I don't know. Would that? I guess not. Oh my gosh, that's kind of breaking my heart. No stretching room at the... Oh my gosh, how's the Haunted Mansion going to have no stretching room? Chris is saying it's about 50-50 for Houston. We've got people checking in. Neil says in West Virginia, they're seeing less and less as the restrictions are being lifted. Yeah, tomorrow's the go day for St. Louis. Where we've been open here for a couple weeks, but actually the bar's open and everything downtown St. Louis. Not that I go downtown, I'm not that brave, but they are opening the bars and all that here. It's Abby Lynn says in Knoxville, Tennessee, masks are highly encouraged. All workers wear them. I think the workers are wearing them here around us. Workers, I'm just talking like normal Joe Schmo on the street. I just don't see them very much. But again, I'm not where I think you would see them. I'll have to ask, like, Pam and Paige went to Home Depot 3 times yesterday. They cut down a little tree. They planted some flowers and some shrubs and got some, you know, hanging baskets. And they had to go back 3 times for mulch and stuff. Maybe they had them. I don't know. David says everybody's wearing indoors where he is. And New Jersey, everybody's wearing them inside in the stores. Let's see here. Scott says... Yeah, schools, that's a good question about schools and masks in the fall. I don't know. My wife's very curious about that, too. Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, teaching a lesson all day in a mask. And here's the thing about teaching. Again, I taught elementary school forever. I think there's so many, it's more than what you say as an instructor. It's how you carry yourself. And it's also your facial expressions. You know, you can really say a lot to your students by what your face looks like and by how you carry yourself and by the nonverbals. And I think that's going to be a challenge at a Disney park too, because, you know, there's a lot of times that I don't know somebody, and there's people from every corner of the planet, but I can read nonverbals from them very well. And I can tell whether they're having a good day or, you know, somebody from Japan who doesn't speak English may be struggling where we might not be able to communicate because they don't speak English. I don't speak Japanese. But if I can help them find a restroom or find a cast member to give them assistance, I'm going to do that every time. But with a mask on, that's going to be more difficult, I think, because really you're just looking at somebody's eyes. I don't know. Eric's asking about the characters. Over in Shanghai, the face characters did not wear masks, but again, you couldn't get up close to them. Themed masks would be kind of neat. I think you're going to see the mask is going to become the new magic band, though. Everybody's going to want to personalize. You know, I got to get me a Mizzou one. I don't have a Mizzou one. I do have some Disney ones, which I'll be wearing. So we'll have to see. People are saying inside masks are better, so that's kind of interesting. And so let's see here. Jennifer's here where I live. She's seeing them in the store. See, I don't go there. Oh, but they have them on their chin. I guess their chin's probably not the best place to have a mask, but I've seen that a lot on social media. All right, so we have a couple more comments. Let's see here. Karen says, we're preparing for e-learning in the fall. We're planning to go back here in Missouri to the classrooms, and I hope that happens because I don't want kids to miss out on the experience of school. E-learning is not school. It's education, but it's not school. The extracurriculars are 50% of your learning. So, you know, of course, I go to all the high school football games every week. My daughter's a cheerleader. You know, I was in every athletic endeavor in high school. I just don't want to see people sitting at home at their computers and not having the good stuff. You know, the extracurriculars are the good stuff. So let's get back to that. Meredith says she's a school counselor for K through five. My office would not allow for distancing. She usually crams four kiddos around a small trapezoid table. Have not even thought about that. Yes, I totally get it. I was a gifted instructor for my last 6 years. They gave us, some of us, you know, like closets to have for classrooms. We'd have smaller classes, 6, 8, 10, maybe. But yeah, social distancing would not have happened in my old setup. It would not have. But what do you do? You know, this is all so new. I mean, I taught in the building where my parents went to middle school. And they taught seventh grade. They had seventh grade social studies in my classroom, my little classroom. So who knows? Kathy says, with reservations being canceled to move further out, when will they run out of rooms or have a guest cap? Because guests are trying to reschedule for the next few months. This is what I'm seeing. So, Kathy, let me give you a little heads up on that. What I've been seeing, and I didn't think about this at first, but I realized it after a few weeks. They are not booking the value resorts to full capacity. I'm almost certain of that for certain dates in 2020. Because if you think about it, Pop Century, the All-Stars, Art of Animation, they hold a ton of guests. And if they get all, say they fill up every resort to capacity, but then they have a cap on who can go into the Magic Kingdom, they're going to exceed that immediately. So I think they're booking like 50% capacity in the resorts. So that if you want to travel in 2020, I'd book your room sooner rather than later because they're not going to sell every single room like they did in 2019. They are holding some back, and it just makes sense to do so. Let's see here. Everyone wants to go back, but we'll have to wait and see. I agree. We'll have to see. Amy says she saw two chin wearers at Deerberg's this morning, but 80% had their masks on the right way. I guess you got to save your chin. Yes, and Eric is exactly right. Schools, especially elementary, teach socialization. That's what kids need. I mean, they need the academics. Don't get me wrong. And if e-learning is all we got, that's the best thing we can do. But man, school teaches so much more than the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s. Oh my gosh, Diane's a school nurse. Shout out to her. That's going to be just a monumental task in the fall. So please stay safe and hang in there. And I'm sure you're doing a lot this summer. That's got to be crazy. Michelle says she's praying the kids go back to school. Youngest first year, oldest last year of high school. Yeah, you just don't want to miss those benchmark years. All right, well, we are going to put a wraps on tonight's call-in show. It's a Sunday night open line, so hope you guys had a good time. We'll be back again on Tuesday night live here on Facebook at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and we'll have a fun topic. I have one in mind, so watch social media for that. Until then, give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, we got at BeOurGuestPod, and give us a follow. You'll get an alert every time. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me so very much. I love talking Disney with you. I learn so much from you guys because I'm in the small pocket of my world here in the Midwest. When I can expand my knowledge from friends from the East Coast, New York City, California, Singapore, Japan, what have you, it helps me to understand my world better by having friends like you to get to talk to, you know, five nights a week. This is an amazing opportunity. So thanks for carving out some time for us. I appreciate it very much. Hope you enjoy Monday's podcast. It's a community check-in because we had a cancellation, but it was a fun one, and we'll have listener questions again on Wednesday. So for Pam and Ricky saying hello virtually, I'm Mike. Have a great Sunday night, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.